The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Join our party line now. 1-800.
The Ed Hominem Attack Show.
Super big dick energy.
Super. But
did you have fun?
I had a blast.
I had a really good time.
I was exhausted.
Is 2/6 of the funniest gay comics.
Bisexual.
America's favorite bisexuals.
Is pussy work or pussy work?
Everybody pussy work! Yeah, pussy work! Yeah, pussy work!
The Ed Hominem Attack Show.
We think this juice stuff is very funny.
All right, so
especially when you think about it. There's no good reason that Bird and Aladdin would get along.
I'll peck your eyes out!
God damn.
You goddamn mongrel!
No!
Oh, oh my god. Well, Adam, thanks for being on the last episode.
The Ed Hominem Attack Show.
Tell him I'm fucking coming!
Hello, America. Thank you for listening to Ad Hominem Radio. This is Chris Paul.
I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
Here with Jeremy Shear.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt.
Tabitha Jones.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
And Kyle Honhorst.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Ad Hominem Radio. This is Chris Paul. I am here with Tabitha Jones.
You sure are.
I'm working on my audiobook voice.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to read a book.
I was just about to ask what book you were going to read, but obviously you do not know.
I'm going to read every book. All of the books, and for my YouTube channel, Chris Reads Books.
All the every books.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Chris. You're going to read all the every books.
I'm going to start with the Bible.
Oh, shit.
And then...
That's like the most boring book to start with.
They shall fill you with their donkey-like cock semen.
Oh, wait, yeah. That's not boring. That's cool as shit.
I read all the cool passages.
Yeah.
Where they say bastard and stuff like that.
They do be saying bastard a lot.
It's all over the Bible.
Yeah, like bastard and damn.
The original name was the Book of Bastards.
And they'd be saying the. I don't know, I've never read the Bible.
With two E's.
Yeah, the.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to just spell that one out loud, I think. We have roast battles coming up.
Yeah, hey, right to the meat of it. We got roast battles coming up, guys. We're in full swing. We're swinging and swanging left and right. And we got summer shows coming up, baby.
We have three dates.
Yep.
Three dates.
Yeah, three whole dates this summer. First one coming up, we got June 18th, because June happens before those other 2 months.
That's true.
That's factual.
Confirmed. Facts, not feelings.
I googled it.
June and then the other months.
And the other ones.
The ones that are after it.
Yeah. June and then... can you refresh me here? Do you remember what comes after June?
July 9th.
I always forget that one.
July 9th. How could you forget America's birth month?
I'm sorry.
How come we don't do that?
We don't.
You would think as a country, we would do, like, the whole month of July would just be, like, you know, some patriot redneck is out there wants, like, why is July, okay, we got a gay month, we got a black month, we don't have an America month.
When you said, why don't we do that, I thought you meant, why don't we, as an ad hom, like, have, like, the all-American July roast. Like, that's what I thought you were getting at.
Oh, Ad Hom Roasts America. I think Jeff Ross Roasts America.
Probably. Jeff Ross is all over the theming roasts.
Yeah, roasting them American teens.
Getting Gilbert Gottfried to dress up as Hitler multiple times.
Gilbert knew full well what he was doing.
Oh, 100%. He loved it.
You know who I was thinking about recently? Kevin Nealon. Because in my mind, he's in the same group of comics that are, like, Bob Saget, Norm Macdonald,
yeah,
Gilbert Gottfried. Like, I think he's, like, the lone survivor. Him and Artie Lang are the only...
Who would have thought?
Yeah, Kevin Nealon is just flying under the radar, like...
Just like, hey, I'm doing okay.
Yeah. He's just avoiding Reapers left and right.
Death beckoning. Which, should we address death maybe beckoning?
Because Jeremy was supposed to be here.
Jeremy acted like he was going to be here for recording today.
And by acted, he sent an uncharacteristically early morning message to find out what time we were recording. And then most likely ate an edible and fell asleep.
We know Jeremy probably just fell asleep and is just asleep in his air-conditioned apartment. But it's Jeremy, so he also might be dead.
Also, how could we pass up the chance just to say it and then have, like, a, like, Paul is dead moment for ad hoc.
What if we predicted it?
Yeah, and then after this, when you see Jeremy, you hear Jeremy, it's like, how did they say they replaced Paul McCartney?
Oh, yeah.
Conspiracy
theory? Yeah, they had a fake Paul.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yeah.
They just had a fake guy that looked like him?
Yeah.
Where can I find a guy that looks like Jeremy?
Dude, what if, oh my god, what if we just dye Kyle's hair pink? And we're like, no, this is Jeremy. Kyle's on vacation with his wife.
Yeah, and then, because then, like, a lot of work will still get done, and we'll still have a Jeremy.
Just suddenly...
I guess we don't even have to get someone that looked like, we could get, like, an Asian broad. And just be like, this is Jeremy. What are you talking about?
I just like the idea of replacing him with Kyle and suddenly Jeremy just, like, really likes sports. And, like, wearing nice shorts.
Yeah. Sports that are, like, more sports than just, like, dudes in trunks.
Dude, someone on my friends list posted, like, a reference to something from AEW Wrestling. And I was like, everyone keeps telling me I need to watch wrestling. I think this post just confirmed that I need to actually watch wrestling.
It's actually pretty fun.
It was just a quote, and all it said was, "Scissor me, daddy ass." And I screenshot it and sent it to my other friend, who I know watches wrestling a bunch. And I was like, can you explain this to me? So I know why I love it so much.
This is my favorite thing about Ohio comedy in general, is that, I think I said this somewhere before, but Columbus comedy, like, the comedy scene is very tied to their burlesque scene, but in Cleveland, it's very tied to the indie wrestling scene.
It really is, and I think I've been, like, missing... missing a lot of fun by not being in that.
That says a lot about the differences in cities.
Sometimes I like to imagine that all I would need to do is get, like, a tiny bit stronger, and I could definitely be a wrestler. Like, I have so much mass to me. I would destroy. And I can, like, ham it up, literally and physically.
Like Jack Black?
Yeah.
The way that Jack Black moves around and stuff, I've always thought, like, God, how many, like, that guy must eat so much to, like, stay chubby and be that energetic.
He has to be. He's probably drinking smoothies.
Like, just calories. Just like pouring nuts. Calories in a cup.
Like, absolutely nuts.
Just drinking biscuits.
I like to drink my biscuits.
This is my biscuit and gravy shake.
Oh, I want to die.
Weight Watchers.
Yeah, I'm watching my weight. I'm watching it go up, bitch. But yeah, we have roast battles June 18th.
Yeah, and speaking of weight, I hope Jeremy's okay.
Yeah, I really hope Jeremy's okay, because I don't know what I would do if Jeremy died.
Yeah. I just know he's okay because it wouldn't inconvenience me today. Like, I would have no part of it, you know?
I think I'm close enough to Jeremy that, like, when he dies telepathically, I'm going to be able to know.
You'll just feel it.
I'll feel him leave this mortal coil.
There's a shift in the force.
Yeah. The lights flicker at my house. I don't know.
Do you know that Jeremy fancies this, the scene kind of around the roast battles, to be very queer friendly? So I'm going to say that as we're promoting their June show.
Oh yeah, it's Pride. Pride month.
I'll be celibate this month.
We're here and we're queer. Literally, you and me, we're here being queer.
I guess.
Technically, if you look at it, we're here.
There's one whole queer.
There really is. Bisexual icons. Chris Paul and Tabitha Jones.
They're the Drew Barrymores of America.
Honestly, we were doing cocaine at 11 years old.
I've realized that I've been keeping an eye on Drew Barrymore, because at some point she's going to be old enough to be like, this guy's all right.
I hope that happens for you.
And we're like close to the same age.
I really hope that happens for you. She was with Tom Green.
I've had a lifelong crush, but always age appropriate, because she's a couple of years older than me, actually.
She seems like a sweetheart. She's got that old lisp.
Yeah, ugh. I think so. I think that will be very, you know.
Adam Sandler loves her.
We'll spend our last couple of decades, you know, near vineyards or vineyards.
I'm hoping that for you, bestie, because then by...
In wine country.
by association, I will know Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Just me and Drew Barrymore banging whoever we want.
Hell yeah. I hope it's me.
So does Tom Green.
Yeah. They're, like, still very good friends.
Are they?
Drew Barrymore has, like, a talk show now. She has, like, a daytime talk show.
So my route is to open for Tom Green. It's, you know, work my way up to featuring for Tom Green for a while. And then, like, oh, sure, I'd love to meet your ex-wife.
She has this daytime talk show now. And, like, a few months ago, she had Tom Green on it. And it was pretty much just them just being, like, we love each other so much.
That's
we so cherish.
Fake. I hate that.
Fuck you.
I hate people being friends with their exes.
This little bitch here was talking to me about how he just loves everything and doesn't want to be negative about, like, TV stuff.
Yeah.
But then, immediately, I'm just like, this nice talk show thing happens.
I mean, things that are, like, written TV shows that people work hard on.
Okay, Chris. Okay.
Not some phonies being like, I love my ex. We're best friends.
What are they gaining from that? From faking that?
I don't know. They act like they're gaining? All open-minded. I'm tired of it. Tired of liberals.
You bitter-ass bitch. Anyway, we have roast battles June 18th. You want to talk about those?
No. What are the battles? This is why we waited a while for Jeremy. Jeremy likes to tell you the battles.
Here with just Chris and I, we're obligated to tell you about the battles.
Jeremy actually gets to know all these pieces of shit we have on the show.
We've got Teddy Bruno, the Jeremy Demery. I hope Teddy Bruno wins because that guy needs a win. After that, we've got Bob McClure and Drew Miller. I'm not familiar with Bob, but I know Drew, so I'm interested in seeing what their angle is at each other.
Yeah.
I've never laid eyes on this Bob guy. I'm sure I could just look him up on Facebook.
My impression is that people think Drew Miller is a fuckboy, but Drew Miller doesn't think so.
Okay, I could see him, like, he kind of looks like a fuckboy. He's got very nice sweatpants all the time.
This is only through Facebook.
Yeah.
Which I half pay attention to even what I do on Facebook, so.
We've got Jimmy Killias versus Paul Henry. I like Paul.
Yeah.
He's a real, real good egg.
Good writer.
So I'm excited to see those two go at each other. By that, I mean I hope they fuck on stage.
That's really what we're going for, is we want everyone fucking on stage.
Yep. We want everyone just licking and sticking.
That's why I changed the logo to two hands holding
very phallic microphones.
Yeah, phallic microphones with, like, big heads on them.
Shove them up each other's asses.
I traced my dick to draw the microphone.
Whoa, deep cut behind the scenes. Everyone knows our secrets now.
I traced a microphone.
Or your dick. You can just keep saying it's your dick.
I didn't trace it. I just drew it.
You heard it here first. Chris Paul don't trace.
No tracing.
We've got the battle that is my doing. We got Julia Mary versus Molly Fratz.
The one that's going to get us in the doghouse with feminism.
See, we met and we planned out these battles, and Jeremy did not want to do the girl fight.
Well, I had, so, yeah, I said, because I think they both kind of agreed at the same time.
Yeah.
And then I said, we'll just have them battle. And Jeremy was like, I don't want to have a girl fight.
And then I showed up and I was like, girl fight, girl fight, girl fight. And Jeremy was like, really? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you should listen to the woman's opinion.
Yeah. Listen to the queers on the show.
I just love having a girl fight on Ad Hom. I honestly think it's a win for women that we provide a safe space to come up and just be funny bitches to each other. And maybe you could fight outside if one of you's mad. I don't know. I'll tape it.
I didn't even think about it when I just, that was just how people confirming came in. And then when Jeremy made it a thing, I was like, I think you're wrong.
You're wrong.
I think you're full of shit.
Yeah, we should tell Jeremy that more.
Maybe that's why he didn't show up.
Yeah, we were mean to him.
Maybe we've been too nice to him lately.
That's probably the answer.
Might make him feel weird.
We're being too nice to Jeremy, and now he doesn't know what to do. And then we've got our main event. We've got our champion, Brandon Petrie, who slayed.
New champ, because we haven't even talked about the Akron.
I don't think we have. We got brand new
Rubber
champ,
City.
Brandon Petrie. He
festival show.
He beat Joe Graham, dethroned him after a good streak. Joe had it for a hot second, and Joe was a great champ.
Crazy. The festivals. Crazy shit always happens. He dethroned Joe, and then he de-virginized him on stage.
Yep.
Took that butt. And spanked him with the belt the whole time.
Yep, and you guys missed it.
And it was like 8.5 minutes of like just pounding away.
Going. No one stopped him.
Like, you know, that's like the joke. Like, oh, you know, never last long enough. But like eight and a half minutes is like, in reality,
they're just taking that
butt. Of just going after him.
Pounding it.
Lifting his feet up off the floor every time.
That's the fanfic we need Jeremy to write. Honestly, okay, why are we not embracing the fact that we could be just having Jeremy write fan fiction about each of the, like, title belt?
Because battles. I think that would make it work for him, and I want him to just do whatever he does within, that area.
Well, because I
want
to read the fan fiction about Brandon Petrie and opposing
Brett Thomas.
Brett Thomas. I want to read about them fucking.
I just want to film it.
I mean,
we'll just film it. We're going to film the battles. They're going to fuck at the end.
They better. I hope you guys know that that's like a stipulation for being on AdHom. You have to fuck after.
You have to butt fuck.
Yeah. Don't worry, Julia. Don't worry, Molly. I'm bringing the strap. I've got us prepared.
Yeah, it's the belt actually converts.
Yeah.
You slide this thing on the face of it, and then there's a hole there, and you put the dildo through there. And
honestly, I think
it's all set up.
I think we might need to modify the belt now that we're talking about it. But yeah, that's your June 18th AdHom lineup. They're all going to fuck.
Probably.
They better.
We hope. We can't, like, we're selling tickets. So, like, if you pay, you're paying for the roast battles.
Yeah. It's you're not paying for the fucking.
Yeah.
That, and if you're listening,
be incidental. But it could happen.
If you're listening to this and you have been on the show battling but have not fucked, just know you you owe us some fucks. Do you hear me, Phil? You owe us some fucks.
Yeah,
oh,
we don't care who it is.
I was going to say, I was like, hold on, because like, then if we're like...
we don't want them. We want to see them.
Because, well, I was going to say, it's like, if by that you owe us fucks of, like, fucking the people you have battled in the past.
Yeah.
At one point, Phil and I have battled.
Oh,
so
no.
Me and Phil would have to fuck.
Well, we're outside of the... we're, like, not in the league anymore.
So I don't have to fuck?
No.
Damn it!
Well, I don't. It's
okay.
Optional.
It's optional for me.
Sure.
I'm just going to throw this thing around. I technically owe AdHom a lot of fucks.
I'm so sorry, Dylan.
He doesn't listen to this. He lives with this.
He's like... It's like, maybe don't.
Maybe don't fuck, Tabitha.
If you could if you just not, I would appreciate that.
I would like it if maybe you didn't fuck.
I always think of The Office when he's like, you cheated on me when I specifically asked you not to.
Amazing. I specifically asked you. But yeah, we've got AdHom. I think you're hosting this time, right?
That's the plan.
That's the plan. Then me and Kaizy are going to do that sample round.
Kyle's stepping back in the ring for the sample round.
We're going to fucking choke each other out with our thighs.
And then they're going to fuck.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
We're going to bring a... gallon of water and a bag of flour so you could butt fuck Kyle.
God damn it. Oh my god. We gotta let his wife know so she can be there for it. I remember the first time Kyle and I ever battled, her coming up to me afterwards and being like, it is so much fun watching another woman just make fun of them. If she liked that, she's gonna love watching me butt fuck Kyle. I hope Kyle listens.
Oh no.
So he
I hope this isn't like we don't know, but like years ago Kyle got butt fucked and it's like a contentious.
Oh no. I'm sorry if years ago you got butt fucked Kyle and now you don't want to. I'm really sorry. Forgive me.
We hope we didn't trigger. Oh, no. Trigger warning.
Trigger warning, butt fucking. So, If Jeremy's dead, what are we going to do?
We'll pretty much just move on.
Yeah.
We'll just
we have
going.
A plan for another podcast
I
if
think
Jeremy dies.
The show will be like 10-15 minutes shorter. Like the roast battles will.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, at the end, we'll just be like, good job, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Drive safe.
Drive safe. It's been a pleasure.
Did just anyone need us to call an Uber?
Instead of being like, you fucking pig bitches. You all have AIDS. That's Jeremy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we'll miss. I think we'll keep. I don't think we'll cancel any shows.
No, yeah, we would still. Like, obviously the next one would be, like, the Jeremy Shear Memorial Celebration. We'll have the regular show, but it will also be, like.
I think if we could keep it under wraps until festival season.
That Jeremy died?
Yeah, till the comedy festival.
If Jeremy died today, June 8th,
we
would need to keep it under wraps until November?
Yeah.
How are we going to do that, Paul?
You know, Weekend at Bernie's? This is summer and fall.
Summer and a good portion of fall at Shears.
Yeah.
Chris, I don't think I have enough upper body strength to hoist that motherfucker around for that long.
But here's the thing. Most people won't know the difference.
That's true. We could just put him in a wheelbarrow and be like, Jeremy's sleepy today. And it sounds right.
Plenty of recording of his voice. We could do like the Roger Ebert thing with his voice.
Oh my God, yes.
We can push him around in a wheelchair and just be like, Jeremy has been crippled. And here's his voice box. And then
someone pushed Jeremy into a pool and paralyzed him.
Whenever we're ready, then we can just say, like, oh, poor fella. He was hanging in there with the chair and the voice box and everything. But
November rolled around.
Yeah. It got cold and it exasperated things.
Damn.
Yeah. That's a fact. More people die in the winter.
Old people die in the summer, though.
You know what day of the year average most people die?
Christmas.
January 6th.
Oh, okay.
The day of insurrection.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But, like, have you ever dealt with, like, having to pick up a bunch of old people after, like, a heat wave?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, but summer is...
It's right here.
It's slower, but it's, like, when you get people, like, hot apartments.
Ooh,
and,
where they're just sitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a neighbor at the old apartment that definitely, there was like a day that we were like, it smells kind of funky in the hallway.
Yeah.
And then the very next day, like, the ambulances and everything were there. And we asked him because it was like a neighbor that like, we weren't close with, but like, we'd see him bringing up groceries or, like, if we were passing the hall, it's like, oh, hey, have a good day, you know. We hadn't seen him for a while, and we're like, hey, like, did someone die?
Yeah, we had
like,
a guy, we had a guy that was, it was 2 weeks.
Damn.
And he was in his closet with a belt around his neck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Was his dick out?
His pants were around his, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Cause of death.
Wanting to come.
Yep.
I get it.
Yeah. In 2 weeks, you no friends, so why not risk it all?
That's true. There was a whole episode of Difficult People where the guy went to sleep on, like, Monday and then slept through Tuesday and Wednesday. And like on Thursday, his best friend Julie is like banging on his door. Like, where have you been? Oh my God. And he's like, he freaks out because he's like, I slept for 3 days and no one came looking for me. I'm alone in this world. But she's like, bitch, I came looking for you. Like, I'm here banging on your door. Yeah. Like, are you dead?
I think you hear those stories all the time, but I feel like three or four days, like, you don't, like, Steve, my roommate here, like, we all know Steve.
We all know Steve.
I go days at a time where we're just not here at the same time.
It definitely depends on the relationship. You know, there's some of those people that, you know, you hear from every day. You see every day. Like, you text every day or call.
I don't think I see anybody every day. My work would be the first to notice that I stopped answering the phone. But I don't know how, like, what they would do. They would, like, come over, like...
Knock, knock, knock. Yeah,
they have their car, so...
Yeah, they'd, like, look at your file and be like, where's this MF live?
Oh, well, there's, like, a GPS on the car.
Oh, shit, yeah.
They would just come over. They would see, like, on the map that I haven't gone anywhere.
Gotcha.
I guess they're the first people that would think, like, maybe he died.
See, I have the luxury of a significant other. Who would definitely find my body?
He would
and
notice
be horrified.
Right away.
Would find my body and be horrified.
Yeah. He'd be like, "Oh fuck! What am I gonna do with this?"
I can't get her down the stairs.
Yeah.
You're alone, Chris.
Remember Lane Staley? It was like 3 weeks or something. His drug dealer came looking for him.
Yep. Like, hey, you haven't bought any drugs lately.
I guess there is some correlation to like how alienated even the people that are your friends are from you to where they would go like a week to be without being like,
where is that dude?
Yeah. But I know a lot of people I don't talk to for weeks.
Same,
of time.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other people in their life.
I hope there's other people in their life that they talk to more often. Notice after a day or two.
I don't think a weekend or so is like if somebody lives by themselves.
Nah.
That's not bad. Yeah.
That's just there at home, you know?
Just and like, I think like work, like your work is the first to notice for probably most people.
Oh, for sure. You miss a shift.
And they're leaving you shitty text messages. You're laying there rotting.
Fucking live with that, you bitch.
You are supposed to be here. Now everyone else is has to stay.
No call, no show, you dead fuck.
This is America.
This is American Horror Story.
You keep trying to announce the new podcast. I think you've brought it up twice now.
When I asked you what we were going to talk about on the podcast today, you said American Horror Story. So I've been trying to segue, you bitch.
We're doing about 10 more weeks of Ad Hom Radio. And then all of Ad Hom is going into Jeremy's Patreon. And then at that point, we'll be doing a new podcast that we'll figure out maybe more Ad Hom stuff. I don't know. Because Tabitha is
chomping at the bit.
Halfway convinced me to do an American Horror Story podcast.
Well, you mean halfway convinced. You
or
said yes.
Just a TV. We just TV and we do that. Show and other shows.
Exactly.
After that. I don't know if I could do, like, because that would, was there, like, 10 to 12 episodes a season?
Yeah.
For 10. So there's, like, over 120. So it's, like, easily 2 years of content for one show.
I don't see a problem with that. Because the show is such a shit show.
Well, if we call it a journey, I think we could get more people in on it.
It's going to be a television journey with Chris Paul
and then
Tabitha
we refer
Jones.
To listeners as our American Horror Story family.
Okay.
And then what kind of fans? Maybe this is how we get like an all goth crowd.
Exactly.
Out to Ad-Hom.
That's what I'm saying is that like we're funny. We have opinions on things.
They are still making new seasons.
They are.
Right? There was one recently.
Yeah.
Post-pandemic.
For sure. They're still making it. And I don't even think we have to, like, go in order. I think we can just, like, pick and choose some seasons to start with.
You know what? I think I watched the first half of the new one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I watched the second half, but I'm vaguely remembering Macaulay Culkin is in it, and I don't remember any of it, though.
I didn't watch the most recent one, but I remember seeing stuff about Mac being in it.
Mac and Kathy Bates have a sex scene, I think.
Oh, I have to watch now.
Yeah. Remember when Lady Gaga was in a season?
Yep.
That's a weird season.
She was in two seasons. She was in Hotel and she was in Roanoke.
Oh, that's right.
Apparently what she is, had some...
He can't just do... My thing is, and it's from this, like, as early as the second season. Isn't Asylum the second one?
Yes.
He's trying to do Aliens and which, like, all of these things.
And that's why I want to talk about these seasons so much, because my main thing is that Ryan Murphy tries to do so much at once and then leaves us with almost nothing resolved.
And the only common thread is they all take place in America.
Yeah, they all take place within, like, the same universe.
Yeah.
Did you watch...
And he's now... There's also an apocalypse in this universe.
I was about to say, did you watch American Horror Story Apocalypse?
Yeah.
Honestly, probably the worst season.
Because also, the newest one isn't, like, a period piece.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if Apocalypse was set in the future a few years or something.
Well, here's the thing. In Apocalypse, in the last episode, they...
Undo the Apocalypse?
Yes.
Oh, that's what the witches do,
because remember,
right?
The witches, like, undo it, but then we get the ending where the same thing is still going to happen. Because, like, those two have that baby.
Oh.
And that one ends up being the Antichrist instead of the Antichrist that we've known the whole time,
right,
through
so
Apocalypse.
So it's going to happen, but, like, they've extended the contract for enough seasons that
exactly.
We'll deal with that in, like, 8 seasons.
That is the main season that I remember the finale ending and Dylan and I just both going, oh.
Yeah, because they could have, like, done some pretty interesting post-apocalypse seasons too.
They
probably
could have.
Like, what does America look like?
Also, American Horror Story Apocalypse has that fucking Kathy Bates android.
Hell yeah.
That does, like, that adopts, like, the traditional sci-fi android robot trope of it, like, bleeding milk. It's not, like, tradition. It's not milk, but, like, she gets, like, shot or stabbed or something, and, like, it's, like, that white liquid.
Yeah.
I can't remember what movie establishes that.
Was it, like, Blade Runner or something like that?
That's what it was. Because I remember Dylan and I watching it, and she gets stabbed, and she starts bleeding that white fluid, and we're like, is she a fucking robot?
Well, there's definitely, there's a season with an apocalypse and an android and shit. And then there's also, like, Cult, which is, like, there's nothing supernatural about that entire season.
Yeah.
It's all just, like, political, like, weirdness and shit. It's, like, human
horror. They try to make you think at the beginning that there is a supernatural element to it, and then you just realize that it's just all just regular ass people.
Yeah.
It's Chaz, like, Bono with his hand cut off.
And it's like political, and they do bring in, like, Jim Jones, like,
yeah, they, like, touch on other cults and stuff. They even do, like, a flashback to, like, that lady that shot Andy Warhol, and they have,
there's
like,
a whole
Lena
thing.
Dunham playing her.
Well, and the group called Scum,
yeah,
they, like, say is the Zodiac Killer was, like, these women and all that stuff.
I remember that now. God,
yeah.
We gotta watch that shit show.
I didn't think it was bad, but now that we're talking about it, it's like, what's going on here?
And that's my whole reasoning for wanting to do a podcast like this, because I do believe that, like, it's almost American Horror Story gives you like the Phantom Menace treatment where you're sitting there watching it and you're like, this ain't half bad. And then you think back to it and you're like,
because I've been watching it a episode at a time, mm-hmm. mostly.
Yeah.
So like watching it that way as it happened, you watch an hour of it and then you forget about it for a week. But the stuff that happens in each episode is looks interesting enough and is like weird enough that you keep coming back.
And we can even do like two or three episodes at a time to just be like,
yeah, to get, but I feel like so many weird things happen in each one. There's a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's and there could even be moments where like we have to like split up an episode or something, or
yeah.
Basically, I just think we're great enough that if you just get us together to bitch about something, it's gonna work.
Probably.
Chris Klemm might not watch American Horror Story, but he'll probably listen to us talk about American Horror Story. He fucking better. If you don't, Chris, oh my God. Oh my God, Chris Klemm. It's over. We are no longer sharing cool new metal memes via DMs.
We'll give hilarious plot summaries.
Yeah.
And then talk about the episode.
Yeah. We'll give you a rundown so you know what the haps is. And then we'll unleash our witty, brilliant commentary.
If you haven't watched it, you can think of it as we're watching it again so you don't have to.
Exactly. Have you ever wanted to not watch shitty TV, but wanted to hear people talk about it? We're here for you.
And that might be, I don't know. I don't know what to do with this, mm-hmm. with AdHom. I know that we have a handful of people that have listened to most of it.
To like every iteration.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
And it is, I mean, as the show has evolved over the years, like, I mean, the actual literal live show, as we've gone through different factions of it, it makes sense for things to change. And
yeah, maybe we'll do like a monthly thing with AdHom,
oh, yeah.
where we just talk about the roast battles.
Exactly.
Or something.
We can do a regular podcast where we talk about other stuff, and then we can have like an AdHom roast battle special. You know?
Yeah.
We're basically saying this is not the end of AdHom as you know it. This will be...
It is the end as you know it.
No.
Not this week, but...
I mean...
It's still like two more months. No one's going to remember us talking about this
Literally the first American Horror Story episode's going to drop. And we're like, what the fuck is this on my feed?
It'll be in a different feed. They'll have to go find it.
Oh, were we going to have to promote this?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm excited for that. I have friends that like me and would probably listen to an American Horror Story podcast featuring me as opposed to a kind of very niche local comedy podcast.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. That's why we haven't been able to really grow.
Yeah, it's all very
beyond
specific.
Like, yeah, you have to know who people in Cleveland are.
Exactly. But I think, you know, it's a good dynamic. I think we wouldn't have gotten to this point a few years ago, you know, when we were like regularly doing full AdHom recordings. I think, you know, like push got to shove and we ended up doing a lot of these like one-on-one recordings, and I think we figured out we got something good here. You laugh. I'm being serious.
We're
gold, Chris. We're fucking golden.
We do have to have a show to include Jeremy.
Well, yes.
Kyle.
Obviously.
So we'll do those probably when we can, or like I said, once a month or something.
See, I think it would just be fun to incorporate Jeremy and Kyle into this concept we're thinking about by just like, they just watch whatever episode they're available that week for. They don't get any other context. And we have to be like, so how do you think they got here?
Or just a guest, have guests do that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no.
I think that's really fun, honestly. To just like, okay, you're watching
the standalone.
You're watching episode 8 of season 4 of American Horror Story. You are not watching anything else. This is what we're discussing. Give us your, like, what do you infer from this?
Yeah.
Chris Clem, you want to be a guest?
Remember the time American Horror Story had a mass shooting scene and they
oh my god.
They didn't air it. Like there was a mass shooting that day.
Yes, I forgot.
So they cut part of it and yes. then but put it on the website.
Yes. What a mess.
Yeah.
Fucking mess. I love this bullshit.
By the way, when you watch it on streaming now, it's all there.
Oh, it's all there. Yeah. Don't you worry. What season?
You know what I like to do is anytime there's a mass shooting, I watch that episode that night.
I think you might be on a watch list or two, Chris. Just from that.
I'm probably on the IRS one.
Listen, don't even talk to me about the IRS. I work in fucking payroll.
I'm
going to
beep out IRS
recording. I don't need to think about the IRS. I get IRS notices for, like, people whose stuff I take care of, not even pertaining to me, and I still get nervous. Like, fuck. It's them.
Yeah. We're just having a lull, a little lull to light a smoke.
Why are you addressing it? We so easily could have just cut it out.
We could still can.
Okay.
Cut it out. Now I'm not going to because we addressed it.
You know I'm
because
Uncle
when I address
Joey.
It, it's less work. In editing.
Chris.
You know, fix that in post. That's a good joke. You leave it all in there.
I remember this old podcast I listened to of like 2014, 2015. And like notoriously this time, everyone who was on this podcast was just always super fucking drunk and just being terribly offensive. And politically incorrect. And I, like, specifically remember an episode where, like, someone says something and they bleep it out. And they're like, nah, you can't say that! No! And then, like, she says it again. Like, and they're like, no, come on, stop it! And then she says it again. And then the host who also does the editing is like, if you don't fucking knock it off, I'm kicking you out. You're making so much more extra work for me right now. And she's like, oh yeah, I forgot. You gotta bleep all that out.
Jim Jeffries and Eddie Ift used to do a podcast. I forget what it was called. Talking shit with Jim Jeffries and Eddie Ift talking, but it was on the thing. It was like talking's space hit for the thing, and that was one of those shows that was just like their living room.
Mm-hmm.
They were roommates at the time,
oh,
and
yeah.
It was just everybody drunk.
I love it.
Yeah. They had a guy they always made fun of and made do stupid jackass stuff.
So they had a Jeremy.
We can't do stunts where we get Jeremy like to eat a cracker that he jerked off on.
Why can't we? We should hit Jeremy in the balls more on this show.
What's the they came up with one on that on the Jim Jeffries thing that was a glory hole roulette.
Oh, no.
Where it was two gay guys and a girl in one.
Uh-huh.
And they all went up to it. And I don't know if they ever actually hired like prostitutes or whatever.
Oh, my God.
But that was the thing. It was, yeah. And then you never know which one was which.
Damn. Why don't we do that?
so many reasons.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about American Horror Story.
This show, we don't even know who to put behind what side.
On this next podcast, we're going to talk about American Horror Story while we don't know who's sucking our dicks. That's the gimmick.
It's Jeremy.
It's always Jeremy.
You just see a little couple of strands of pink hair pop through the glory hole.
You're like, God damn it, this better be a fucking e-girl. This better be a fucking Tumblr bitch, come on. Nope, just
Jeremy. Jeremy is a Tumblr bitch.
He is.
He
tumbles if he falls.
Remember when there was porn on Tumblr?
Holy shit, so much. I was just friends with this dude who would constantly take his cock out. I'm like, good. Good.
What?
Like, amateur porn on Tumblr. Like, where, like, you had your regular Tumblr for, like, reblogging stuff, and then you had your Tumblr where you just took your cock out.
I didn't know people were doing this.
Oh, yeah.
People just had secret porn tumblers?
Yeah.
I fucked
a handful of dudes because of secret porn tumblers.
Wow.
I was like, yo, you're just putting it out there. I like that.
Huh.
What are you trying to do? Putting that cock out there.
Huh.
Turns out they were trying to fuck.
I mean, that's...
Turns out.
Yeah, you don't...
What a twist, you know?
You don't cast your reel if you're not fishing.
What a twist.
I guess I should have known that, because just basically every format that is created for the internet turns into that.
Basically. You can get away with a lot on Twitter.
And, oh yeah, you can do...
I know all sorts of girls who have, like, OnlyFans who, like, on Instagram, they're like, check out my Twitter for some clips, you know? Yeah. Like,
yeah, there's a whole other side of every website that...
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if Facebook... I bet Facebook had, like, there's groups. There, you can't
probably
actually post anything, mm-hmm. but maybe links or something people share.
The amount of porn on Reddit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's where I've seen, like, every celebrity dick pic.
Or dead celebrity autopsies.
That, too.
Reddit's got everything.
Reddit's where I dug up that Chris Evans dick pic that was going around, because I couldn't find it anywhere else.
I haven't seen that.
It's pretty good. Because, like, you're not seeing the actual photo, because the whole thing was he was, like, screen recording on his phone, and he was screen recording something that was in his camera roll, and when he clicked away from it, you could see all the other photos that were in his camera roll, one of them being one of his dick pics. Another one was also like...
How do they know it was his, though? Maybe he got it.
Another one was also like a Captain America meme about, like, fucking or something. I'll have to see if I could find it again. It was
he sends that to broads.
He has to.
You have to.
Dude, I would give it up in a second if Captain America sent me a meme about Captain America fucking.
I photoshopped a Freddy Krueger sweater on my dick one time and sent it.
Hell yeah. My toxic trait is that I think I have a chance with Chris Evans. Because he used to date Jenny Slate.
And she's funny. And you're funny.
That's it.
That makes you exactly the same.
Exactly the same. Exactly.
Right. That's true.
Also, Chris Evans was openly hitting on Lizzo, so he has to like a big bitch.
Also true. It's America's dick.
Me and Lizzo, exactly the same.
I guarantee that joke was made over as many times as there are dollars that Endgame made.
It had to be. I mean, he was already America's ass.
Yeah. And he probably does. I don't know what the meme was, but I'm sure he sends that to girls he's fucking with. Like, this is America's ass.
Yeah.
Man, what a life.
It must be great to be Chris Evans. That's what we're getting at here.
He's a good actor because Captain America is like the Steve Rogers character, mm-hmm. like speaks like a normal person and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like a fucking dumb surfer, like just as himself.
Yeah.
It's
Chris
very
Evans
strange.
Is funny as fuck.
It's very weird.
Remember Not Another Teen Movie?
I forgot he was in that.
And you get to see his ass in that.
Yeah.
And Not Another Teen Movie is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's
when
so
he was
funny.
Human Torch, that was closer to his actual personality.
Yeah. I forgot that he was Human Torch.
Oh, Marvel fans have not. They're mad as fuck he didn't show up as the Human Torch in the multiverse.
Of course they are.
I love that movie, but it's a lot of people don't like it for some reason, and I think it's because they thought it was going to be something else. It's like mm-hmm. an expectation thing.
Yeah, they had great expectations.
They wanted everyone that's ever been in a Marvel movie to show up, and
they just can't do that.
Isn't what they were doing.
They just don't do that.
We are closing in on an hour. Still no word from Jeremy.
Shit.
It's now 2.5 hours past the time he was supposed to be here.
I'm just hoping he's in a very deep sleep where he is still breathing.
Yeah. Who knows? He could be just too high to look at his phone. On edibles or something.
Yeah, he's just staring at one of the cats.
He's spending time with the cats today.
Yeah. Those cats love him.
Well, we'll get him back before we end the season.
I hope.
In 10 weeks.
We got 10 weeks. See what's going to happen.
If he comes on and he sounds weird, like a bunch of clipped together words.
Don't think about it too hard.
Yeah, it's just how he sounds now. He's been away.
Yep, Jeremy's been away, and he's changed a little bit.
Yeah, he's having a hard time. We'll explain it away with a stroke or like part of the accident.
It'll make sense. We'll make it make sense.
You want to close the show out?
Yeah.
Go on now.
I don't have a movie quote prepared. But maybe look up Chris Evans' dick pic.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.